The Montreal meeting will look at how to follow up on a 1997 agreement to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The U.S. did not accept the Kyoto Protocol, but Bush administration officials will attend the Montreal event. UW-Madison scientists and the World Health Organization wrote one of the many reports that will be presented during the conference. UW professor Jonathan Patz says the study he helped prepare projects additional global warming could trigger more illnesses and deaths, especially in poor areas that don't produce many emissions.
When you take Africa, which has nearly 90% of the world's cases of malaria, that's an area that will be hit even harder than it is today due to the climate sensitivity of that disease.
Pat says given the way diseases can now travel quickly across the globe, there would be greater risk of some illnesses coming to the U.S. The UW and WHO study also predicts direct effects in this country. For instance, Pat says the higher temperatures would trigger more ozone pollution and ragweed growth. He says some of the bad scenarios might not come about if the U.S. government made a stronger commitment to reducing global warming. He says average citizens can also make a difference.
On a personal level, we can no longer pretend that how we lead our energy consumptive lifestyles in the U.S. doesn't affect the rest of the world.
Officials say the discussions in Montreal may trigger up to 5 more years of negotiations on climate change. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.